Hello and welcome to another episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you for joining us. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. You can take on the challenge solo or find a friend to play against. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 1980s. Questionable titles. And Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 15. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, you'll hear 5 general questions about hit songs from the 1980s. Each question will be worth 1 point. Let's get into it. Question 1. Which 1989 hit by Billy Joel mentions famous figures such as Buddy Holly, Princess Grace, Liberace, and James Dean? Question 2. Dire Straits had a hit in 1981 with a song named after which 2 Shakespeare characters? Question 3. Tina Turner's We Don't Need Another Hero was released in support of which 1985 film? Question 4. A 1982 hit by John Mellencamp tells the story of Jack and what other protagonist? Question 5. According to the lyrics of the 1981 hit Don't You Want Me by the Human League, the love interest was working as a waitress where when they met? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is questionable titles. You will receive 5 clues about hit songs. What they have in common is that they all pose a question in the song title. For example, a title might be something like, Who Are You Looking For? Or, Where Is Our Love? There is 1 point available for correctly guessing the song title. Let's get to it. Question 6. A 2012 dance hit from Rihanna with a music video set in the desert. Question 7. The 2004 debut solo single from No Doubt lead singer Gwen Stefani. Question 8. A 1993 dance hit from Hathaway that heavily features in the comedy film A Night at the Roxbury. Question 9. A 1971 hit from Creedence Clearwater Revival that has been covered by many artists, including Boney M., Bonnie Tyler, and Johnny Cash. Question 10. A Sam Smith hit from 2019 that alludes to insomnia. That's it for round 2. Get ready for the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music artist. As each clue is going to reveal more information, the sooner you can get the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the final clue. Here we go. Clue number 1. I was born on the 10th of April, 1984, in New Hampshire, USA. Clue 2. As a child, I pursued acting and singing, performing in local theatre productions before securing a record deal. Clue 3. In 1999, I released my first single and album at just the age of 15 and scored an international hit. Clue 4. In 2010, I played Princess Rapunzel in Disney's Tangled and sang multiple songs for the film soundtrack. Clue 5. My pop hits include Candy and I Wanna Be With You, as well as starring in the long-running TV series This Is Us. That's all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after the break to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. Here come the answers, starting with round one, the hits of the 1980s. Question 1. We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. Question 2. Romeo and Juliet by Dire Straits. Question 3. Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Tina starred in the film as Auntie Entity. Question 4. Diane. Jack and Diane hit number 1 in the US and ended the year as one of the biggest hits of 1982. Question 5. She was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. Continuing on to round 2, questionable titles. Here are the answers. Question 6. Where Have You Been by Rihanna. Question 7. What You Waiting For by Gwen Stefani. Question 8. What Is Love by Hathaway. Question 9. Have You Ever Seen the Rain by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Question 10. How Do You Sleep by Sam Smith. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music star from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Mandy Moore. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you used. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can also support the show by leaving us a fantastic review on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content as well. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That's me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.